with height, maybe some developers is for mutual project. We turn to Genesis 37. Genesis 37, verse 5. Genesis 37, verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. The Bible here says that Joseph had a dream. If we look at the Bible, you can find some mistakes with a lot of sins that they commit. Joseph was one of them that you do not find not many mistakes. And here, Joseph says that he had a dream. So, brother and sister, do you have a dream? A dream that is from God. It's not your own personal dream. A divine revelation concerning your own future. Brother told me that, you know, who I already mentioned this sermon before. Martin Luther King said, I am too late to mention about this sermon. I'm 60 years late. Martin Luther King has already mentioned about this. Even Martin Luther King made a very firm speech. He says that I have a dream. So today, let's remind each other, do you have a dream from God, not for yourself? Where does dream come from? Anyone? Do you remember? If you study the book of Job, where does dream come from? Well, dream may come from how busy your life. Huh? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3. Ecclesiastes 5, 3. For a dream comes through much activities. If a fool's voice is known, then a fool's voice is known by his many words. Verse 8. Do you see the oppression of verse 7? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also vanity, but fear God. People might have dreams. The dream could be at night time. And the dream could be that they are very busy. Yeah? So in case you had a dream at night time, it may not be revealed from God. And this dream may not have to do with the future. You know? When people got sick, they might have dreams too, or vision. Let's turn to Job chapter 7. Job chapter 7. Verse 13. When I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. 14. And you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions. At that time, Job was sick, yeah? And then he was trying to get comfort, or trying to sleep. But later on, he had a lot of nightmares. So when you are sick, sometimes you have some hallucination. Huh? All kinds of weird stuff might come to you. As you remember, Deacon talked about when he was sick. He said for days he dared not to close his eyes, because when he closed his eyes, a lot of weird things would appear in front of him. So when you go to look at him, his eyes were swollen. And dreams can come from Satan too. Let's turn to Job chapter 4. Job chapter 4. Verse 12. Job chapter 4, verse 12. Now a word was clearly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. 13. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on me. 14. Fear come upon me, and trembling, which make all my bones shake. 15. Then the spirit passed before my face, the air on my body stood up. If you continue reading, you know that this is from Satan. So dream could be also from Satan. Satan give you a feeling, that kind of feeling is like you hear very likely will stand up and you will whisper to your ears, yeah? This is the trick. This is usually a phenomenon. When the Holy Spirit came down, the voice is solemn, loud, holy. When the evil spirit came down, whispering, very weary, that may make your hearers stood up. When you were a teenager, sometimes you experienced some dreams that some Satan came to what? Pressing, yeah? Some people choking you. Some people have these kind of experiences. It could be from Satan you are able to cast out with the name of God. But the Bible here talk about, we say we shall have a dream. The Joseph's dream, Joseph said, I had a dream, actually it's from God. And God, sometimes in order to teach person, God will give you a dream too. Let's turn to Job 33. Job 33. Job 33, verse 5. 33, verse 15. 33, 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when this sleep was upon men, was slumbering on their beds. 16. Then he, capital He, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. 17. In order to turn men from his deeds and conceal pride from men. 18. To keep back his soul from the pit, that his life from perishing by the sword. Sometimes men do not want to hear from God, and God will give him a dream at night time. This is to prevent them from going to the wrong direction. Their soul might fall into pit, or their life might rain to sword. You know? So indeed, God will give dreams just like God. Give dreams to Joseph. And Joseph said, I have a dream. This is concerning the future stuff. Huh? And sometimes God may not give you a dream at night time when you sleep, but sometimes God will give a will, moving by the Holy Spirit, that you determine that you want to do something in the future for the Lord. I think we can call that, that's a dream from God too. Huh? Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Two thirteen. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So when you were young, right, you come to NYTS, you listen to so many sermons. Suddenly, when you pray in a wonderful prayer, Holy Spirit start to move you. Man, I got to live for the Lord. I got to offer myself as a living sacrifice. Instead of have a dream about your future, you want to serve God. I think this is also can be called as a dream from God. You can also proclaim to your friend, hey, my friends, I had a dream, just like Joseph said. It is from God, and it is for God. Brother, I really encourage you to have a dream for God. Hopefully you have a dream from God. At least you can will for God. Why? If you do not determine to live a life for the Lord, have that kind of dream, very likely you will just follow your friends. The Gentile people, the tithing, what do they look for in their life? They will look for American dream come true, isn't it? All they think about is about how to make good money, buy good house, you know, all kind of stuff. Look at all the other people do. But is this really God wants you to do? Now, if you do not have some desire right now to live differently after you go out here, I bet, you know, in a society, we simply have more successful person in the world, yeah? But how about the church? How about the house of God? Who is showing concern for the house of God? Like Book of Amos says that everyone is drinking, you know, using big bowl and drinking wine, everybody playing good instruments to entertain themselves, people sleeping in ivory bed. But who has the sorrow, who feel worry for the house of God? Now, you come to NYTS. We prepare you for the kingdom of God. We just hope that you can have that kind of dreams. Huh? You can live differently from any other ordinary people. Huh? If you truly have a dream, divine revelation, or determination set upon God, I think your life direction will be changed. In a graduate class, I was in graduate class this morning, and the teacher was talking about ego. It says that an ego will not eat what? An eagle will not eat mosquitoes. Is it true? Eagle fly up high over there, yeah? Mosquito, can you find mosquito in the very cold weather? Eagle do not eat mosquito. That is very true. That word really, yeah, it's true, isn't it? Eagle only fly up high seeking for something bigger. If our eyes is only like on the ground, in the dirt, nearby you are, not very far from the, not very far from the earth. Now our eyesight is shorted, yeah? You can only see the benefit of this world. But if your spiritual eyes can dip up, you can see what God wants us to do. And you can indeed live a different life. When you were little kids, I think I shared this with you, because I read this book when I was little kids. How many of you read the books of, what do you call it, Tiandi Isao? Tiandi Isao? Jonathan, Seagull Jonathan? What is the English name of that? Jonathan Seagull. How many of you read that books? I think I keep mentioning this story to you, yeah? Jonathan Seagull, what did he do? Daniel? What happened to him? What happened to the rest of the seagulls? They don't like to be with the rest of the seagulls. So he flies by himself. He learned how to speak fighting, yeah? The book says that when all the birds fly like this, yeah? He will try to shorten his legs, yeah? And then when he first tried, he was like, ooh, jump into the ocean. He had to learn by error. And he started to learn. All the seagulls were staying at the bay. Now their eyes and their thoughts is at the fishman's hand. When the fishman catch a fish, all the seagulls will fly by and try to steal the fish away. Yeah? But this seagull is different. Fly up there, try to learn how to fly. I think this book really inspired a lot of kids. You don't learn from ordinary people just to look for food, what to drink and what to eat. But you look for a noble goal, which the Lord wants you to do. Your life will be different. Direction will be different. If you have a goal, if you have a dream in your life. I still remember when I was little, I also read another article in the textbook. And about a person, he has a dream. He says one day he had a dream that he liked to ride on his horse to the moon. Yeah? And he talked to a person, say, you know what? One day I'm going to ride my horse to the moon. The person was drunken, yeah? Was drunken. What are you talking about? It's impossible, right? You are a mad person, yeah? You're not mad, you are a crazy person, right? No, it's impossible. And days goes by, this man can't even get drunk. What happened to this man? Was he able to ride his horse to the moon? Can he? Cannot, yeah? But he was able to reach on the top of the highest mountain of the world. Now, a lot of goals you can set up, a lot of dreams you can set up, you may not reach it, but you will experience something different in your life. Sometimes I'm thinking, what made Joseph was able to not fall into temptation when he was tempted? What made him not fall into temptation when he was tempted? Personally, I think that two dreams is important to him, yeah? When I was a little, Joseph, I think, God give me two dreams. Nobody understand me. Even my father, keep my saying in his mind, right? Nobody should understand, but I know that there is a goal for me to reach from God. But what is that? If I commit sin against God, I know that it's impossible that I can be, I can reach the goal God wants me to reach. Therefore, when all the difficulties and temptation comes, he was able to keep himself because he knew that God has a purpose for him in his life. Now, if you do not have a dream from God, if you do not have a dream for God, if everybody do the same thing, like very easily you will just learn from them and act just like them. You will just like Samson or other people else who are very short-sighted and only enjoy the worldly pleasure only, yeah? When Daniel was here, you hear his testimony. This recently we keep mentioning about him. Because his testimony is always echoed in my heart. I seldom find a youth like him nowadays already. Now I believe when he was in a day two or day one students, right? He had a dream. What is that dream? One day, he is going to have a very holy, what? Very solemn, holy what? Matrimony services, yeah? He wants the blessing of God. The music, the scenario, the first day when maybe his future wife's father took her hands on his hand. That moment and the blessings, the elders blessing them in the chapel, that kind of dreams, I think must have been deep rooted in his heart. Therefore, when things come, he can make different choices. Even dream, your life will, even dream for the Lord, your life will be different. Even when you are in suffering, let's turn to the Bible. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. How come Jesus was able to sustain the pain on the cross? The Bible says he was looking forward to the joy that he was able to sit, what? Joy of the future. He was able to resurrect it. He was able to sit on the right hand side of God. Yeah? He has a dream too, right? If you put it this way, he knows that one day he will reach there. Therefore, he is able to sustain the pain that you are going through. That's all. A dream in your life will give you power in your temptation. Especially that is a noble dream. You determined to live a good life for the Lord. If you truly have a dream, now you are 70 years old, 80 years old, 22 years old. If you come to my age, what will happen? If you truly have a dream right now, when you come to my age, what will happen? Let's turn to Genesis 28, verse 16. Genesis 28:16. Then Job awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." You know what? If truly you had a dream, yeah, and you had a dream, and God, this is from God, okay, no? This is either from God or God put a will inside you. And then you keep pursuing, one day the dream will fulfill. And then you suddenly see, yes indeed, the Lord is over here. And you are able to tell. After all those days, the dream has come true. Because the dream is not your own personal ambition. Yeah? The dream is not from your own personal desire. The dream is from God. And maybe it's indeed a dream. And then you will see that. Through all those days, right, I cannot see very clear. But till now, this day, I know that indeed God is over here. Just like Joseph's life, isn't it? Dream when he was little kids, maybe at 13, 15, or 17. Now, until 30, dream has been fulfilled. He started to realize, indeed the Lord is over here. And I did not know it before. I know that there's a purpose for me, but I did not know that today I got betrayed. Actually, I was sent by God's purpose. He started to realize that his life story is only a conversation between God and Abraham. All his life story, all he had gone through, is only a conversation from God and Abraham. God told to Abraham, you know, one day your children will go to Egypt. They will live there for four generations and they will go out. And someone got to start that business, yeah? Someone got to start the plan of God. And God gave him that dream. He never know. One day, when you become prime minister. But he noticed that, yes, it is not indeed my brother, you know, try to betray me, yeah? Actually, his life is like a chess game. He's only one of the what? One of the chess, yeah? The Lord was playing it. And now, you got to go across the river and go to the other territory. So one day, if you have a dream, and you're my age, you start to realize, yes, indeed, all my past has been guided by the Lord. That is not, the will was not my will. was a seed planted in my heart. In graduate school, you learn general revelation. You also learn what? Special revelation, yeah? General revelation. Indeed, nowadays, yeah, if God truly move you, you can have some general revelation and say, yes, it's wonderful to serve the Lord, yeah? Just through observation. My brother later on became a worker of God when he was a little kid. For some reason, he just feel like, you know, to lead like an ordinary people that does not make any sense at all, you know? Maybe I share this story with you, yeah? Like, he was like God. He was living in a farm. He, you know, feed the pigs, yeah? Now, every day, he feed the pigs. Pigs grow, yeah? Pigs was happy, and he was happy too, yeah? He was a kid, yeah? And pigs grow faster than him, yeah? Pigs, when they have food to eat, they're happy already, yeah? And they grow and grow and grow, and he was happy too. But when pig was old, what happened? They got killed, yeah? They were killed, and their meat got sold, yeah? $15 a pound, for example, yeah? Then the brother think about his own life. He was happy. One day, he was happy, living like a pig, yeah? Happy life. And grow and grow and grow. And one day, what happened? He will die, and what happened? His meat will be sold for also $15 per pound. Think of this is general revelation. You start to realize that, you know, if you live a happy life in the world, maybe what's the difference between you and animal? And then the brother, if the Lord wants to use you, if you also a lot of revelation, yeah, will really put a lot of stuff into your mind. Even give you some dreams. Indeed, real dream. And I jump. The Lord seems to tell you that, you know, he was in the, that brother had a dream, yeah? He was in the desert. I was over there, suddenly he was taking a gun, guarding the brother and sister, trying to guard the people and shoot the lion to shoot him away. This is called spatial revelation. God give you, especially for you, yeah? Of course, spatial revelation in our church is only doctrine, it's a spatial revelation. But in person's life, person that sometimes God has wonderful guidance. So over here, right, you pray so much. You pray so much. I truly hope that you can pray for about that dream. Lord, what dreams can you give to me? Now, Paul already teaches us already, right? It is only reasonable. It is acceptable. If you can live it yourself as the living sacrifice of the Lord, right? Three attributes. You can't be only, it's acceptable, it's reasonable, right? So we talk about this in the class already. That's why over here when you pray, think about what the Lord like you to be, to do in your life. And you know what I would urge you, dare to dream, huh? Dare to dream. Dare to dream a dream that, you know, that is even beyond your imagination. Think about it, huh? Now it is what? 2005. In 1975, the church started in the United States, in New Jersey, Elder John Wood's place, in East Coast, maybe Pacifica place, and Southern California. They started by family service about 30 years later. How many churches do we have? About 20 churches, yeah? Now, we have 8.5 ministers over here. Now, 20 years later, you will be 40 years old, yeah? Assuming about my age, yeah? 45 years old. How many churches we might have? How do you know? How do you know how God will guide our church in the United States? Assuming if God will keep increasing, think about it, just as the New Jersey side, huh? Taiwan size, like New Jersey side in Taiwan, we have about 200 churches. But think about USA. How many New Jersey have 200 churches? And does the law do not have anything for us to do over here? Is the law like I ask you to come to NYCS just for, you know, for nonsense? Or for sitting up for or your personal future? Or indeed, God have a wonderful plan for himself 20 years later, which you cannot see and cannot see. But now you have a dream, huh? God give you a vision. God give you a dream that, yes, in the future, the Lord the Lord's will will continue to prosper. And then God will use man, and if indeed the kingdom of God will extend you. I truly believe that that seed and that fire will truly bury into your heart right now. And now we need a lot of people. We got to dare to dream about years later. Because this is God's kingdom, God's business, yeah? You cannot just, you know, live like other seagulls seeking for fish on the harbor. So brother and sister, set a higher goal, higher dream for God, no problem. Sometimes I was wondering, Peter said to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ told to Peter, Peter, you know what? Satan wants to see you like what? Like what? Like wheat. We'll shift you like wheat. What? What did Peter answer? Lord, I will follow you even to death. Yeah? I'm thinking, is Peter saying it just for, you know, just for response or, you know, heartless answer? Or he indeed in a dream. He wants to die for our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, he has a will. No matter what, he will die for Jesus Christ. He will leave us a living sacrifice. Yeah, 3 years ago, he had been forsaken. Many things. Nowadays, he don't care about his life anymore. Does he have that kind of dream? If he did not have that kind of dream, why did he cry when Jesus looked at him? Maybe his dream have shattered. His dream broken. Yes, indeed, I have a heart. I can make it, yeah? But you know what? That fire is so critical. Even though at that time he failed as if his dream shattered, but that dream is continuing buried in his heart. One day when he was empowered, continuously he lived as a good soldier for God. Eventually, indeed, he died for the Lord. He did not eat his words. That dream was over there. Original dream was over there. So, brothers and sisters, again, let's have a dream for our God. I read an article from outsiders, and I think I like it. And I think even outsiders have a different concept. How about us? It says that to dream an impossible dream, to defeat an enemy who is never failed, to sustain an impossible suffering, to walk to a place the mighty cannot go, to correct an uncorrectable mistake, to touch the far, far star, to touch the starry star is always my pursuing, no matter how little the hope is, no matter how far the distance is. Like when I read this little poem, I was really very touched. Outsiders, people who do not have Holy Spirit, they want to touch the star, yeah? No matter how far it is, God have a mission in the future for you. Dare you to dream for God. Let's come to the front and pray.